There are a lot of demands of students these days, keeping your grades up, participating in sports, band, after-school jobs. But some students have an additional challenge. They're dealing with legal issues. Educator and social worker Lisa Maria Rhodes has seen firsthand how challenging it can be for students facing criminal charges. She sat down with WWNO's Jess Clark to talk about her work with court-involved youth.
Lisa Maria Rhodes, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
You've been an educator and social worker in New Orleans for many years, but you started focusing your work around helping court-involved youth about 4 years ago. What was going on with your students at that time that made you realize this was where you wanted to focus your efforts?
Well, I continually had students who were absent from school because they were court-involved, and come to find out that if they had the money to pay the bond, they would have been back at school the next day. But because they were too poor to afford bond, they had to wait in jail for 2 months first to find out whether their charges were accepted or denied. So that means if their charges were denied, they never had a case. They just missed 2 months of school. They came back very behind, needing to catch up, of course, incurring trauma and lower confidence because of the situation they just lived through. And I saw that directly contributing to dropout rates.
Okay. And so why are students being held in detention?
The reason they're being held is because they're too poor to afford their bond. If they had a classmate whose parents could afford to pay their bond, that classmate would be in school the next day. And so the difference here is money. It's a penalty for being poor. That's a really drastic penalty. And in terms of length of time, the minimum is 2 months as they wait to find out whether their charges have been accepted or denied. If their charges get accepted and they actually have a case, I've seen students be in there for years.
Years?
Yes.
Wow. And this is before they've even been determined guilty or innocent?
Yes, because it takes a long time to get to that date.
How does your organization help these students that are facing criminal charges?
Sure. ALS trains educators to write mitigation letters. So this is writing a letter of support to a judge stating what would the student be receiving at school if they were to be released. It's not asking educators to take any stance on any type of charges. It's just saying they deserve their constitutional right to being innocent before they even have their day in court and receiving their full education at their home school before that.
Okay, and so you're leveraging their educational connections, their teacher connections, in order to help them get out of jail.
That's right.
So if I'm a teacher and I'm trying to write a letter to the judge to get my student out of jail, what do I want to say?
Sure. Well, that's where ALS comes in, and schools can contract ALS to do staff training so that teachers learn how to write in a way that will be well received by the court. Essentially, the goal is to talk about the child's humanity. That is very different whenever judges are seeing many numbers of people a day, to have a letter of support that highlights their accomplishments, that the kid is in chapter 17 of Harry Potter, the things that make the student who they are, and then all the supports that the school is offering, as well as what's at stake. If the student spends the next 2 months in jail, what is it that they're going to miss in their academic and professional trajectory that they're not going to be able to receive during those 2 months in jail?
I see. And generally, this has been convincing to judges?
So far, we have a 100% rate of release on reconnaissance or a bond reduction.
And when you say release on reconnaissance, what do you mean by that?
Essentially, this is ROR in court terminology, and essentially that person is bound to show up for their court dates just like anyone who paid a bond, but without having paid a bond.
Okay. And are the teachers held responsible or liable in any way if that student doesn't show up for their court date?
Absolutely not.
Lisa Maria Rhodes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lisa Maria Rhodes is an educator and social worker. Her nonprofit helping court-involved students is called ALAS. I'm Jess Clark.
ALAS also provides free legal services to students facing immigration proceedings.